couple things more about the athletic director. First, I want to ask you about Fowler. Lee Fowler out as athletic director at NC State after 10 years on the job. Give me a couple core things you think that Fowler didn't execute while he was at State.
How long do we have? I think it's a combination of asking the question of what he didn't execute and then also a combination of asking what he did. And in some instances, the void of what wasn't in that did bucket speaks just as loudly as some things that might have slipped. And most recently, I think the APR came out for football. We're 10th or 11th in the conference. Chancellor Woodson even made a comment about how our general academic performance of our athletes needs to be elevated. Athletics, you really can't argue with that. You know, we are as we cite multiple statistics on the site, you know, and have helped kind of create a differentiation for ourselves at State Fans Nation with talking about these things. I mean, we're one of the poorest performing general athletics departments of all BCS conferences on the field. And if you want to talk about just football and basketball, over the last 4 years, there's only two schools who have failed to make an NCAA tournament and who have failed to create a winning record on the football field, and we are one of those two. You know, Coach, we didn't win a single ACC championship in football, basketball, men's baseball, or women's basketball in the 10 years that Lee Fowler was around. Yet, just down the street at Wake Forest, I'm not talking Duke, I'm not talking Carolina, since everyone evidently is not allowed to compare us to them. You know, Wake Forest won a football, and they won two or three baseball, and they've won two ACC basketball championships since the last time we won one. So, you know, they're both on a broad scale and on a narrow scale with the important sports, we were failing. So I recognize there are people out there who don't think that individual humans make a difference, and they think everybody's kind of the same. Well, if that's the case, then we don't need to be paying these people what they pay. I personally believe in individual exceptionalism, and that individuals can make a significant difference. And although nothing may be someone's quote-unquote fault, everything is their responsibility. And the responsibilities in academics, athletics, and some other major components of the athletics department really weren't succeeding.
Well, it's quite evident, Jeff. Your blood's been boiling about Fowler for quite some time now. I mean, when did it all start for you? Is there a straw that broke the camel's back?
10 years ago, when Lee Fowler decided to keep Herb Sendick, and in really what was an unprecedented decision at the time, and we can talk about that because I think that's very key to discuss the misalignment of expectations. But 10 years ago, when he decided to keep Coach Sendick on, he did so in a manner that was condescending to a large part of the fan base. He did so with a campaign, both publicly and privately, with local media, and criticizing our fans. They took that as a cue. They turned it on. They've never stopped. He is very largely responsible for painting the picture of this idea that our fans are somehow or another different. Yet, however, 2 years ago at UNC, the internet fan base was so ravenous and mean and negative to Ty Lawson and Wayne Ellington and that group that were considering jumping to the NBA. That CBS Sports wrote an article about it. Did Dick Bedore ever say a thing about it publicly? No. Did he ever call any attention to it? Did he ever criticize his fans? No. When Carolina fans booed T.J. Yates, not only off the field at multiple games and booed their entire team off the field against Virginia last year, and then booed again in the Dean Dome when they show Yates' picture, does Dick Bedore make some kind of statement or a big comment about it and draw a bunch of attention to it? No. But yet, our fans booed Chuck Amato on a big screen on a Thursday night game when we had sold out again and people are, you know, sacrificing work the next day. getting our backsides handed to us on national TV. Weeboo and Lee Fowler, in his infinite wisdom, releases a statement and an order in a letter to the world about how bad our fans are. I mean, it was so unprecedented that major media outlets picked up his letter. You ever been to Texas? They boo. I mean, you ever been to a game anywhere outside of, you know, our little soft area? No. People don't get it. But yet it's okay to criticize State fans because Lee Fowler had a great time doing it. And we need someone, not just from the chancellor's position, but from the AD position, to make it known that it is not okay to criticize our good people.
You're absolutely right about booing everywhere. I certainly come from a state where when Alabama wasn't winning, you want to talk about it being ugly.
And did the athletics director release a statement and comment about it every time and draw attention to it?
No, he certainly did not.
So when you want to start adding these intangibles to your previous question about what did he do wrong, I mean, the complete mismanagement of how to position a brand and position your program to attract both recruits and positive attention. There you go. There's another one for you.
Let me read you an email. You've basically gone through some of what your response would be to an email like this, but this is an email that we received a couple weeks ago stating, State does not need a flag-waving fan who might well have a problem firing a coach, but I have not heard anybody say why Fowler wasn't popular. He didn't hire Herb or Amato at the time, and likely now O'Brien was a good hire. The jury's still out on Sydney, but he has recruited well. My main point is that land-grant schools almost always trail well behind the state universities of their particular state, and only a handful have ever been national powers. State never has had a good graduation rate. I've heard all the excuses, and they make no sense to me. I'm sure that you can give a passionate response to that, and I'd like to hear it, Jeff. But let me ask you this. While you answer that question, state what you think fair expectations at NC State should be. Do you think they're capable of achieving what anyone else can, or to some degree, should they take a back seat to other programs?
Well, if we're not capable, let's just shut it down. I mean, seriously, if we're not capable of achieving what even the smallest Division I football program based on student population can achieve when Wake can win an ACC championship a few years, then let's just quit. At the very least, let's stop telling our alumni and our fan base that we want to win, and please give us more money. And let's get out of the ACC. Let's have the ACC not have the value of our fan base. I mean, that's, to me, it just, yes, it will get impassioned here. The problem is that email said a million things. I would never have enough time to attack sentence by sentence, and I'm seeing so much red now I can't even remember all the things that were said. But seriously, if we can't compete, then let's don't. I mean, I think that's really absurd, and it sounds like an elitist type of comment, which wouldn't surprise me to come from a media member, which I wonder if they ever stop to scratch their head on the way to the unemployment line and bankruptcy with what's going on in today's world. The fact that I can't teach stupid, right? I can't help someone who can't already figure it out on their own. If they can't figure out why a school that can raise the money we raise, or the alumni base we raise, that is headquartered in one that is located in one of the greatest places to live in the country, that has a long-term track record of being successful, and a part of one of the best conferences in the country, if they can't figure out why a school like that should at least expect to win, let's just say, one ACC championship in a 25-year period in football, baseball, basketball, or women's basketball, then there's nothing I can do for them.